The Sunday Dead Set Legends. Every Sunday morning from 10 on 104.7 Triple M. Thanks to CMI Toyota.
South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of the one-hour express service.
Triple M.
Oh, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Saturday edition of Dead Set Legends. What a magnificent performance last night by the Adelaide Football Club, smashing, and I mean smashing, the Cats by 61 points. A great performance into the grand final. The birds are singing, the garden's in full bloom, and we're just... That's it, they're out singing. Yeah, so they should be singing on this beautiful Saturday morning. And we've just been down to the Adelaide Football Club and we've just cleared the cabin out, making way for the Premiership coming forward next week as I welcome my partner in crime. Morning, Biggles.
God, KG, an event, what a spectacle. Oh, and for the
how
whole,
good was that?
We apologise for any interstate visitors because the city shut down last night. And, well, hopefully the nation got to see how the Adelaide Crows go about it, but an amazing game of football in a capacity crowd of over 53,000. Setting
what
the record.
What about the noise, Biggles?
So that is the loudest I've ever heard. I've been to every Port Adelaide and Adelaide game this year where I've been sitting on the bandwagon working for Triple M, and I had to turn the volume up in my meter to hear the call from Luke Darcy and the boys because the crowd was just fever pitch.
You could tell in the first 2 minutes of the game Adelaide had come to play. Good night, Dick the Cats.
And great credit to Geelong support as well, who made the trip over.
Yeah,
there were
did.
About four or five full bays of well over 3,000 or 4,000, 5,000 Geelong supporters who braved the hostile environment and just really enjoyed the battle. But the Adelaide supporters, pretty sure there are a few around, and if you're just getting home right now as well, that's the other one, because as at about 2 or 3 o'clock when all of us couldn't sleep from the euphoria
I've been to bed, but I can't sleep.
That's not unusual for you, Kate. But I tell you what, the euphoria around at the moment is just fever pitch about what this week will bring.
You just wait this week in Adelaide. Everybody will have a spring in their step. I'll be the town will go nuts. And it'll be a wonderful place to be. That was one of the best performances I've seen from the Adelaide Football Club in a long time. We got a huge show, Biggles. Are you ready to go with what floats your boat and what gets you going?
Oh, my boat has already set sail, Cage.
Beautiful.
But it'll be, I'll give it my best, but a massive show coming forward. Luke Darcy, who had a great call last night. I think he might finally be just a little bit partial to Adelaide at the moment, the Duke.
Exactly. Good man, Luke Darcy. We'll talk to the big source. What a season that man has had. Unbelievable. Adversity, rising to the occasion. Fantastic. And we'll talk to Marty Matner, the Sturt coach, of course, about the big game tomorrow, which should be a rip snort at the Adelaide Oval. Still, if the weather's fine, that they'll get a huge crowd there. But all honours with the Adelaide Football Club, an unbelievable performance. Okay, Big, we're starting to fire up.
More importantly as well, looking forward to hearing from all of the people out there who were involved one way or another on TV or at the game last night, 133353 or at Triple M.
On Triple M's Dead Set Legends, it's what floats your boat and what gets your goat.
Yeah, come on, Biggles, fire up. Fire up, son. It's a magnificent morning. We're on cloud nine. We're floating this morning. What floats your boat? What gets your goat? Hit me with it, Biggles. Come on.
Plenty around in the week of this week in sport as well to rattle a few cages out there. So we'll throw it open for the fans as well. If there's anything there which really irked you, give us a call, 133353 or at Triple M Adelaide. But I'm going to start with the things which didn't please me this week. What really got up my goat cage?
Ooh.
I think you might agree with a couple of them.
Righto.
And I know there are a lot of journalists out there who had their guns loaded and had their
already
headlines written on the back of the trip to the Gold Coast for the Adelaide Crows. And those blokes and females who had these weapons loaded and were about to tear shreds off the Adelaide Football Club for going to the Gold Coast, you need to apologise and accept when you were wrong.
Yes,
because it takes, these are single-minded people who try to bring the outside of the ordinary down sometimes, and it absolutely gives me the irrits. They shouldn't be planning the demise of people who go outside of the square.
I love it.
And an athlete to make a courageous and a really strong decision to go up there, don't try and bring them down if it doesn't come unstuck.
Good stuff.
This is what stops people from saying what they really feel as an athlete.
We want them
to say what they can. Don't plan their demise just for doing something different.
I like it, Biggles.
Hey, what about, well, last night as well, you may not know this, but at the AFL, at the ground for the Adelaide Crows versus Cats last night, there were a group of people who were handing out political pamphlets in regards to the plebiscite. The AFL has already been involved in this. It's not the place for it. Last night was a prelim final. They got banned from handing out these leaflets. They were looking for the yes vote. And obviously, they weren't approved by the AFL or the Adelaide Crows.
It's a game of footy.
Sent away. It's a game of footy. Exactly, Cage. Exactly. Leave it alone. Let us just switch off and enjoy the game for a minute without being involved in any political garbage.
Correct.
We don't want to have to
You're
vote on
fire,
it. We
Bengals.
Don't want to be pushed into it. Let us enjoy the game. It's not always about another agenda.
Correct.
It's about football.
Righto.
Hey, the bounce didn't go too well last night, did it?
Oh,
it was not good. Now, all the momentum's Adelaide's way. They kick the first couple of goals. They're up going, comes back to the centre ground. I'm a fan of the bounce. I love the bounce, but that just sapped the whole life out of the game.
Well, but because they don't bloody practice it, obviously.
Justin Smith is an excellent umpire, very experienced umpire. I have admired him and really appreciated the way he goes about it. The pressure got to him. He had a couple of errors. It wasn't his fault. But something needs to be done for them to rise to the occasion. Everyone makes mistakes. There was a couple in there. Just sapped the life out of the game.
Well, Biggles, you know what's going to happen, don't you?
It'll be torched.
It'll be torched. Unbelievable.
Well, it's maybe gone. Now, let's
come
see.
On.
This was really putting the wind in my sails, Sean. I love this last week. Stevie Johnson. Stevie J. How good is it that he gets another crack at a prelim final? This will be his 8th prelim. And he's going to get consecutive games for the 3rd time since round 9. I spoke to him after the GWS games down in the Giants rooms. And I said to him, are you going to have a run round the next day, which was the trial?
He's fantastic.
Obviously, there was an injury to Mumford and also to Cameron. And I thought, they'll pull him out. They won't let him run. He goes, I said, are you going to have a kick? He goes, am I going to have a kick? He goes, I'm going to kick about 10. He's just a country lad who loves it. And I just admire that about him. 3-time premiership bloke.
Well done. Like it.
Good luck to the 34-year-old this afternoon. That gives me a pump up. And another bloke who's going to be alongside of him, who I love and the way he goes about it, the Lid. Brett Delidio playing his 250th against his old club. Nice little subplot here to get for the big game in the prelim, Giants versus Tigers tonight. Had a bit of an Achilles strain, but good luck to Delidio. Hasn't been the best, Cage.
Won't matter who wins. Won't matter.
Oh, I love your confidence. But good luck to him tonight, his 250th. I hope he goes well.
Yep, won't matter. There you go. Well done, Beggles. Yes, you're with the Saturday morning Dead Set Legends on this beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. Beggles and KG with you. Coming up very shortly, Luke Darcy will have a chat to us. 133353 is our number. Let's go to the phones. And we've got Matthew from Melbourne. Matthew, good morning.
Legends, how are you?
Oh, we're unbelievable this morning.
We are up and about it. We're just passing. Kaikai or Kiki, I never get that part right.
Yeah, it's Kaikai, spot on.
It's Kaikai.
We're driving back to Melbourne this morning. We drove over yesterday morning for the game. Got a Geelong supporter in the car with us at the moment. He's not very happy and a bit quiet. But but nonetheless, we had a fantastic night last night at the Oval. A couple of the boys had never been there before. We stood on the hill and with the people, and it was great. I mean, it's been nice since we've made it to dance, so I think we're every chance now that we're there. But the most important part about last night was my mate, who's a Geelong supporter. He disappeared halfway through the third quarter. He turned up back at our hotel room at 1 a.m. after being locked in a toilet at the Oval. he got stuck. He might have had a tiny little bit of a sleep in there and woke up and had to be let out by security.
He's had a ripper of a trip, Matthew.
So it wasn't a good night for you, mate.
Well, he actually didn't know the final score, so what he knew was they lost. But no, I mean, look, we're all happy.
Beautiful. Good on you. The atmosphere was sensational.
Great stuff, Matthew.
The noise last night was fantastic. So, yeah, keep working on it, boys.
Good on you, Matthew.
Well played.
Drive careful.
Stay safe on the roads.
I don't care.
All the way through Kaikai and
on
the border town.
I don't care whether it's GWS or Richmond. I couldn't care less. We're home. We're over the line.
Classic.
Unbelievable.
Just stuck in the toilet. Unlucky. Keep your chin up, pal. Next year for the Cats. Now we'll go to Steve from Morphettville.
How you going? Yeah, I got a bit of a croaky voice. What an atmosphere last night, mate. I can hardly talk. I reckon I had too many scotches, but there you go. I reckon we can go all the way. I got my ticket for next Saturday. And KG, how are you going to go next Saturday? Are you going or are you going to watch it at home?
If I was to go to the grand final and Adelaide were in front, I don't think I'd get through the day. I'd probably fall over.
Well, I got my ticket, so I've seen both 97 and 98, luckily, and hopefully I can go back to the G next Saturday. Are you going, Biggles, or
what
are you
doing? Yeah, I'm going to go. We've got a good group of past players going, and I'll be right alongside you with the Scotches.
Steve, you saw 97, you saw 98. Yep. How would you rate their performance last night against those two premierships?
Well, I reckon it was one of our best performances last night.
Yep.
Just a complete team effort.
Correct.
I feel sorry for Brodie Smith. You know, he's been a legend of the club, and I think Phil Walsh started the journey we're on. And with Sauce losing his brother, I think we've got a lot to play for next Saturday. And if the footy gods, like Brodie said, if the footy gods are with us next Saturday and we win the grand final, they'll probably find me in the middle of the Yarra.
With a snorkel, hopefully.
The point about the sadness of Phil Walsh, the sadness of Big Sauce's brother, I have no doubt that's galvanised the group. No doubt about that. What I saw against GWS the previous week when Brodie Smith went up and hugged Big Sauce and Phil Davis spoke to Big Sauce, that indicated to me there's a special bond with this group.
You know the biggest bond, though, don't you, Cage?
What's that?
The power stance. The power stance at the anthem.
It was good. We've got to come up with a different name, though. We can't call Crow's thing a power stance.
What's wrong with... Oh, I got you. The Power Ranger stance.
That had nothing to do with that.
Get around it, Cage. Just embrace it. Oh, sensational. Now, a couple of tweets come through as well. At Triple M Adelaide, what floats your boat? What gets up your goat? Sam Williams reckons he was so annoyed with the Brazilian female soccer players who didn't shake the Matildas' hands.
Yeah, that was a disgrace. I saw that. And the Matildas have done unbelievably well, but to ignore the handshake was disgraceful.
Great pickup, Sam. I reckon there was a little bit of involvement from the Olympics where Australia was cheated out of a gold medal game, politically agendered again. Hey, Paul Boyd has got on, had a crack at me as well, which I like. He said, hey, Biggles, are the Crows still playing above themselves? Non-believer, which I did say earlier on in the year when we were flying.
Did you say that?
I thought we were playing above ourselves, but I didn't realise good the Adelaide Football Club was at that stage.
Well, last night was...
You listened to the call last night with Roo, halfway through with Darce and Juddy, still getting into him, and seven goals up, and he was still not confident, as most Adelaide supporters were, not confident that they were going to get the job done.
Hey, Cage, can I just interject here and Biggles?
Yeah, Sean.
You had a big celebration this week. 40 years in radio, and I know you don't want me to do this, Look, I couldn't make it along because I was working. Biggles didn't get an invite, but that's another story. All right.
You know?
But we put together this incredible montage, which we want to play all the family of Dead Set Legends. And I know you're a humble man and you don't want to hear this, really, really worth listening to. Have a listen to this.
40 years ago, one man changed sports broadcasting. His name, Kenneth George Cunningham. Over the decades, with his many partners in crime, including the great David Hawkes, Graham Studley Corns, and yes, yours truly, South Australians come to trust and love the unbelievable KG.
This is 5DM for more sports.
Mohammed, which would you class as your most memorable fight throughout your wonderful career?
The most memorable fight was the thrill in Manila.
Because I went to Paul Linkson, who was the boss of 5DM. Paul, we've got to have a Friday night footy show. And he said, well, who are you going to have on? He said, I don't want your rat bags.
Rick Davies.
And I picked the Dumbo. And Paul Linkson loved it.
And I was thinking to myself, who is the most important people that you've met in football? And I thought of Cornsy, Curls. And I came up with Jack Odie, Foss Williams and KG.
Oh, well,
and I mean that.
Heaven opens! It's the 1997 Premiers are the Crows. It's unbelievable. You've got to cherish this moment. I certainly will. Dits and Graham. Malcolm Blight coming down the race now. His first premiership in AFL.
Mark Ricciuto has run out to the middle to join the players, as have many of the other Adelaide Pro squad members.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yes.
The Dead Set Legends.
Did you play football last night?
No, you just can't let it go.
You played C grade against a mob of little boys.
No.
And you kicked five goals.
KG, how you going, mate?
Oh, Leighton, this is indeed an honour, mate, to speak to the former world number one tennis player. They've got to make a statue of Leighton Hewitt at Memorial Drive.
Oh, here we go.
No, a bronze statue of Leighton Hewitt.
No, why does everyone have to have a statue?
Well, because he deserves one.
If you were offered a statue, Giles, would you have it?
Absolutely.
I tell you what, they'd need plenty of bronze to get that statue done.
Across Australia, this is our special coverage on the murder of Adelaide Crows coach Phil Walsh. Mark Howard with you, Melbourne. Chris Dittmar and KG Cunningham in Adelaide. That there's a wife that's lost her husband today, KG, and her son's been detained for murder. And even saying those words, it makes absolutely no sense.
And we knew it back with you. You just got to speak to the players that have played under him. Like I was talking to Dom Cassisi, and he described him as his best friend. And that's how much they loved him.
Look, I love Tex. But I'll say this, I'm questioning whether he should be our captain, to be quite frank with you.
What's been on the front page of every bloody newspaper in South Australia?
Leave everything.
It was made public by the AFL on Friday. They in no way supported the Gold Coast Suns poaching other coaches. They made that perfectly clear. That's a fact!
Fantastic.
Well done, Kenneth.
Thanks 5AA and 5DN for supplying some of that audio as well. That is just brilliant. Ken Cunningham.
40 million years of radio.
Wow.
Did you see any dinosaurs when you started?
No. Look, I've just been blessed. I'm so lucky and I'm so grateful.
We're lucky to work with you.
You're officially a dead set legend here at Triple M, mate.
I love that, Sean.
The AFL finals prelim continues today. Catch 7's live and free coverage, 2 p.m. today. Well, Richmond and GWS, they're going head-to-head, and the man to be calling it all, and he was there last night, he's going to have to back it up again.
Now, he's a South Australian, surely.
I think they're just a little bit of an inkling of the South Australian coming out in last night. We know he's an adoring Bulldogs supporter and board member, but we welcome Luke Darcy to the program. Hey, Darcy.
Hey, Biggs, how are you, KG? Great to speak to you. Just elevated me to the board of the Bulldogs, Biggs, which is
got you on there.
A good. I'll take that. But hey, KG, I was very South Australian last night. Make no mistake about that. Great to speak to both of you. And the Crows were unbelievable last night. It was an amazing performance.
Well, Luke, you could tell in the first 2 minutes, young man, that they had come to play. And I knew then that there was something special about that was going to happen last night. And they produced it, Luke. That was unbelievable. Yeah.
Charlie Cameron's goal within a minute of the first quarter, and then he goes on to kick five and was just outstanding. And there's this enormous respect over in Melbourne for what the Crows have been able to achieve in the last couple of years, what they've done this year to be the best side for the whole season, given the circumstances and the stories and all of the adversity that the Crows have had. There's an amazing respect, and I think people, you know, have got a great admiration for the supporters. We know that there will be thousands come across the border. It's great for Melbourne to have the Crows in a grand final because they travel. They get into the spirit, and regardless of whether it's Richmond, which I think the Melbourne people are right behind as of this afternoon, but the grand final is going to be enormous, and they're going to be very hard to beat your Crows, boys.
Exactly.
Hey, Darcy, it's an intriguing point you raised there about the respect in Melbourne. Obviously, the Melbourne football public appreciate what the club has been through, but are they giving Adelaide just a little bit more of their respect on the field now after the result last night?
Oh, I think that came a fair while ago, Biggs. I think we genuinely saw an unbelievably well-coached team, a really well-balanced team. There was a lot of talk about whether or not the midfield was going to be strong enough this year. Then you've seen the Crouch brothers step up, Rory Sloan do what he's done regularly. And I think there's a great awareness across the year that they're a serious football team, the Adelaide Crows. But then to come out in the prelim final and just shoot the lights out like you did last night, that sends a message that they're going to take some beating in the grand final. And all the other stories as well. I mean, to roll in Paul Seedsman, Andy Otten, young Jake Kelly, are players that perhaps aren't the household names over the border, but they just step up, they all play their role. There's a great system of play over at the Crows, and as we said, there's a lot of respect and admiration for the whole footy club.
And Luke, what about the performance of young Charlie Cameron? He's had his moments, he's been up and down, but last night, that's his best performance for the Crows. He was just brilliant last night.
Okay, I think the moment of the night for me was when he took that hanger and there was a great shot at the boundary line of Eddie Betts just on his feet, on the interchange, celebrating like he'd won the grand final with his great mate playing the way he did. And look, he's an enormous player, Charlie Cameron. I just think the MCG stage grand final day is going to suit that young man. And, whether it's him firing, Eddie Betts firing, the two of them firing, there's so much talent, so much depth in the Adelaide side now that... You can't imagine a player like him turning up on grand final day and not having a good day.
Exactly.
To ask yourself and Howie, had a great call last night. There was a moment that everyone's been discussing this morning was the clash with Sloan and Danger. Your take on that one, will it get to the MRP and how will they assess it?
Well, I hope it doesn't get there. If it does, he'll play in the grand final, Rory Sloane. He has to play in the grand final. He's a ball player. It was two old mates going head-to-head, yep. The ball in between them. It was great footy. We loved it. Yeah, the theatre was there because, you know, there's a great history between the two of them. And, you know, occasionally in football, there's an inadvertent act where you bump into someone. And that's all that was. It's the way we want the game to be played. So, you know, I know it's going to be talked about. They'll replay that a lot. But there is no way that man can miss a grand final for that act. It was a football act. Yep. It wasn't in it. This is where I think we need to have categories of play. If you do something off the ball and you whack someone off the ball, well, bad luck. Then you can miss a grand final. If you're genuinely in the act of playing footy the way we want it to be played, he's fine, Rory Sloane. They'll tear the MCG down, KG. I tell you what, you will do it personally.
I will. Play, absolutely. Right? I'll be there.
I know the way you roll, mate. You won't be copying that.
Luke, talking about Paddy Dangerfield, I love Paddy Dangerfield. He's a wonderful player. But were you a little surprised he started up forward? Adelaide kicked the first two goals. I thought he would have started in the midfield last night.
Yeah, I think Chris Scott coaches with the element of surprise. He's happy to try and get the opposition off their guard. I mean, he took that first mark, missed the set shot goal. I mean, the whole thing is if he kicks two or three, yep. That's a different start to the game. So I can understand the element of wanting to do that again. Then everyone gets nervous. The umpires get nervous. We saw that last week.
Yep.
So they did put him back up there pretty quickly. So I think he was always going to play, you know, sort of 50-50 depending on the game. And look, he's a class act. He was on the side last night. I saw him get around to every Crows player, embrace them all,
yep.
Celebrate for his old teammates. So he's a class act.
He is.
As we know, you don't need me to say that, but it just wasn't his night last night.
Exactly.
Hey, Das, great to have you on. One final one before we let you go. The big clash today with the Tigers and GWS at the Triple MCG. What are we expecting?
It was going to be an awesome night tonight. This afternoon, we're on from 3:30 on Channel 7, and that will be special to have that amount of support for one side, 98,000. Is just going to be out of this world. The Richmond Army, I mean, they are out of control. I tell you what, it's not about tear the stand down. If it doesn't go their way today, boys, I'm a bit concerned about getting out of that stadium in one piece. They are as revved up as you can possibly imagine, but it'll be a special day. Looking forward to GWS are a dangerous opponent, but I think the Tigers at the MCG might be just a bit too good.
And I still think there's a little bit of passion there
for
the Crows from Darcy. If we take on the Tigers, I reckon he might just be on the Crow Army.
I'm with you, Biggles. I'm with you. Luke Darcy, our guest.
Dead Set Legends, KG and Biggles this morning on 104.7 Triple M. Sam Jacobs coming up next hour on Triple M. Roy and HG coming up at 9:30 with this sporting probe right now, though. Dead Set Legends 104.7 Triple M. You've got KG and Biggles. We're doing it for Quitline. Take the pledge and download the MyQuit Buddy app.
Yes, good message there, Sean. Look, we're going to throw the lines open here, Biggles, to the Triple M family. The one thing that gets up my nose and has for yonks is the booing of champions. And again last night, why? Look, the Adelaide Crows supporters last night were magnificent.
Can't you do one at the footy?
No.
You were saying you've got to sit there with your hands between your legs and you can't get excited.
You can barrack, but don't boo.
Do what you want at the football.
Don't boo champions.
Why not?
Because it's childish.
Childish? Just trying to put them off their game. There's a difference here. There's a difference here. Let's talk about the second quarter incident with Sloane's hit on Danger that, if it goes to the MRP, as Luke Darcy said, will be a joke. But this is where Sloane's eyes were right on the footy. He knocks him out. Look to me from the boundary line. I was sitting right alongside the benches for both clubs that Danger looked to be out cold. He was down for a long time, whether or not he was just getting the stars out of his eyes or whatever. So then as he was leaving the ground, the crowd there, 53,000, started to boo him.
Yeah, ridiculous.
And there was a lot of feedback on Twitter with Warren Treadray, our very own here at Triple M Adelaide, booing Dangerfield off when he's in the hands of the trainers, hashtag poor. And then, of course, Danny Frawley, the ex-St Kilda captain on Fox Footy, said it was scathing, Sean.
See, that's childish. Like, the bloke's cop a whack, an accidental whack. He's a champion. Why boo the bloke? Why boo him when he's going off the ground?
There's a lot of hatred there from Adelaide supporters.
I don't like that word. There's no such thing as hatred.
Well, a lot of you.
No,
you know how passionate Crows supporters are.
There's no such thing as hatred. Look, the Adelaide crowd last night was fantastic, but that was mindless. It was childish. It was ridiculous, and it should never ever happen. I'm hot on it. I'm telling you.
No doubt, booing a player when injured is not the greatest.
No, of
whether or not
it's
they
not.
Thought he was concussed, I then
Doesn't
moved
matter.
Over to the Geelong bench. He didn't even speak to the doctors at all. He's a tough campaigner. Danger, and so whether or not he was in any grief, but we know his performance after that hit wasn't at his normal level. He wasn't his explosive self. He was going on the wing a lot, and he didn't seem to have that real sharpness in his brain that he normally has.
Well, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the childish manner that some of the Crow supporters did by booing Danger.
Well, I want to get their thoughts. Triple M family, let us know. Why did you unload on Danger when he was coming off? Was it just part of the whole game and he didn't realise he was injured? At Triple M Adelaide, tweet in or give us a call right now, 133353. We threw it open on our Twitter feed, and, well, the Crows fans are copping it for booing Danger when he was being helped from the ground with the trainers. 27% reckon it was fair, 73% saying it's a bad call.
It is a bad call.
Shouldn't boo. But let's go to the phones. Jeff from Parafield Gardens. Morning, mate. How are you?
How you going, fellas? Good. You got to remember, the week before, on Roman Bryan, he peed off the whole state by having a sniff at us. And it's not the first time he's had a go at us. He said he didn't want to bring his child up in South Australia and that. So you take on your whole, pee off a state, yeah, you take the consequences.
But you don't lower yourself.
No one got killed by booing. It's just showing you what you think of the guy.
Is he a champion or not?
It's football, KG. They've booed people for hundreds of years.
Is he a champion?
What? He's a good player.
Is he a champion?
Yeah, he had to move to Geelong to get a Brownlow because too many good players were taking boats off him.
Oh, I just think it's mindless.
I love your passion, Jeff. The booing as part of general play, not a bad idea, but the one when coming off when injured. Let's see what Sam thinks. G'day, Sam from Moreton Lakes. How are you, mate?
I'm good, thank you. So for me, it wasn't that we were booing him thinking he was concussed. Danger has a little bit of a habit of playing for a free. But we thought he was playing for a free, and that's why we booed him.
A couple of Crow supporters said they thought he was putting a little bit of mayonnaise on top of his burger.
He's one of the toughest players going around Dangerfield. He doesn't take a backward step. And the reason he was going off, because Sloaney smashed into him, and you wouldn't blame him for going off.
Smashed into him, absolutely mauled him.
Well, exactly right. Gee whiz.
So you think it's warranted, Sam?
And that's the thing. I don't think that there's two players going hard for the ball, no doubt about that. But it was boy that cried wolf. You play for a free too many times and then we don't believe you when you're actually concussed.
Still no reason to boo him, Sam, in my view. But
boy that cried wolf.
That's a good point. He is a little theatrical, let's face it.
He likes to work the umpires. Sean from Happy Valley, welcome to Dead Set Legends.
Hey, boys, how are you?
Yeah, good, Sean.
Mate, as I just said, I think that we might have been caught up in the moment. We're not Collingwood supporters. It's not in our blood. And
correct.
I think that maybe the fans were caught up in the moment, and had it been any other game, I'm pretty sure that the Crows fans would have actually cheered him off, because he is a champion, and we can't forget what he did for our club and the way he played for our club.
Now, I totally agree with you. Have we got a prize?
Up at the moment, we do. We have an AFL Team Zones pack.
Yep.
Get them from your newsagents now. They're the ones in the green packs.
Awesome.
Congratulations,
Sean. But see, what people are forgetting, that Patrick Dangerfield did leave us. I think he was here 7 years, but he left us in a very professional way.
Oh, settled down. He did not.
He did.
Could have stuck.
He wanted to go home.
I understand.
Unlike Kurt Tippett.
I love him as well. No, complete different set of circumstances.
Exactly right.
But still left the Adelaide Footy Club. Great call. Trevor from Seacliff. Morning.
Good morning. I agree with Sean. Look, he is a legend. He's a fantastic player. But he has left the Crows. He now plays for the opposition.
Yep.
Maybe we got carried away with booing him when he comes off maybe injured, maybe not. But, you know, at the end of the day, he used to play for the Crows. Yeah, give him a rat.
Hey, I do admire that. Well, I think they actually broke the record for the amount of alcohol consumed at Oval last night too. There was that many cups of suds that were thrown down people's guts, and they were up and about. I tell you what, not only did they break the attendance record, but God, they slammed some froth. Hey, Paul from Parkside, you there, mate? Thanks for waiting.
Hey,
Yeah, no problems at all. Yeah, I agree with the caller earlier, female caller, I can't remember her name, but Dangerfield has the reputation. I mean, he's a hell of a tough player. There's no getting around that. But he does have the reputation of if he gets hit. Now, bear in mind, that was a big hit with him and Sloan. But Dangerfield flopped on his back like a turtle.
And, hang on a minute, Paul. Look, how would you like Sloaner to smash into you? How would you react?
Oh, hell, I'd be definitely out for the count.
Well, there you go. So, and you're accusing him of faking it.
Well, what I'm saying is that he has that reputation. Sloaney, who hit him, they both hit each other very, very hard.
Yep.
Sloaney was up and about straight away, pretty much. And Danger was, he has the reputation of doing that. I've heard it so many times that he does, whether it's playing for free kicks or whether it's grandstanding, I'm not sure. But anyway, he was out, and I think the commentators, as I said, I wasn't there at the game. I was listening to it watching it at home. The commentator said, oh, he's out, he could be concussed. So, and he was, he got straight up, and yes, he went to the trainers, but he came back out.
Well, I defy anybody to say that Dangerfield is not one of the hardest players going around, and that was an absolute cracking clash, no doubt about that. And I said to my daughter, Sal, I don't reckon those two will get up, they've gone head to head.
Got to work the angles for the free kicks at times, though.
Come on.
Could players do that? Rick from Clare. How are you, Rick?
You are not one of us. You are an umpire, born, raised. You are from the planet Pluto. Your opinion is just, you're off the planet, mate.
Who's that,
mate? This guy, Dangerfield, he terrified me. We were 6 goals up, and he cut loose in that second quarter, and we were on the verge of defeat, possible. So when he went down, it was relief. It was the fear was gone, and he was never the same player again. And by the way, every Crows player hit him, bashed him, ran into him, assaulted him. Even when the ball was over the boundary line, they still whacked him. And we booed him? Yes. He lost. He could have won the premiership with us, and we could have won a Brownlow medal with him.
Come on, that's childish.
Rick is up and about.
Absolutely bloody childish.
50,000 people can't be wrong, KG.
Well, I don't care what 50,000 fans think. I'm saying to you, that was childish. When a man got a hit like that and you boo him, that is just lowering yourself to pathetic. Absolutely pathetic, Rick.
He's gone.
Oh, you cut him off.
No, I didn't cut him off. He just hung up.
Hey, great
That's
call,
pathetic.
Rick. Oh, I love your passion out there at Clare. They don't hold back. Great calls coming through. Keep them coming at Triple M Adelaide as well.
Getting some great tweets as well. Kate said perhaps Kane Corns was right with the exaggerating of injuries. Remember, he said that about Kane Corns. She's written here, he went down like he was dead and then he made a bigger comeback than Jesus at Easter.
Oh, gee.
So maybe he has got form and maybe that's why they were booing. Sam Jacobs might have something to say about that
Big
too.
Big source.
It's coming up soon. Dead set legend.
Talking about last night's game, there were many, many highlights in last night's game. We'll throw it open to the Triple M family. What was the moment for you in that game last night?
One of the features of the match last night was the one percenters. The smothers, tackles, half wins, the half grabs, just the little jumper pulls. And it was evident early, especially in Adelaide's forward line when there was so much pressure up there.
Yep.
The big moment for mine early was Richard Douglas. He does not get the accolades that he deserves. His smother on Harry Taylor, where he basically just died. That set the tone for everyone else. And you could read the body language of the Geelong Cats knowing we're in for a tough game every possession we get. The aggression at the opposition was controlled as well. Yep. It wasn't, you know, they were in their face, but they were at the ball the majority of the time.
The mark of Charlie Cameron early was unbelievable.
Oh, I love that Douglas one. But I'd really be interested to see from the Triple M family, what was the moment that stood out most of all for you?
Yeah, and what about the clash between Rory Sloan and Dangerfield? That was the highlight for me. That was the moment for me. That was the moment where the two best of mates, Sloan and Dangerfield, have great respect for each other, but when it came to the crunch, there was no giving it. They just went like two raging bloody bulls, bang! and then the ball went down, hot and gold, and I thought, yes!
Sloaney's a beast, isn't he? You think he's had a hairline fracture in his cheekbone and he still butters up like that. He's an absolute beast.
That was the highlight for me. But what was the highlight for you, folks? 1-3-3-5-3. Give us a call. What was the moment of that game that tickled your fancy? He had the swaggers up last night, old Charlie Cameron. He was sensational.
Eddie Betts on the bench when he took that hanger, yeah. Jumped off and almost like he'd won. He was almost like he was a fan in the crowd. Let's go to the callers. Lee from Gawler East. Welcome to Dead Set Legends.
How you going, boys? All right?
Yeah, fantastic, Lee.
Oh, mate, what a ripper of a game we saw, eh, boys?
Oh, what? Yeah. What was the highlight for you, Lee?
Oh, my highlights were some of the freakish goals that we nailed, mate. And that collision between the two lads in the middle, oh, how good was that?
Unbelievable. The Crouch boys, young Matthew Crouch has come from nowhere. And his contribution this year has been outstanding.
How does Eddie Betts struggle to kick a drop punt from 30 metres out, but can bend it over 40 metres from the boundary line with 50 metres of height? He's a freak.
Yeah, I know.
Great start, Lee. Michael from Harndorf. Thanks for calling in.
Hello, Michael.
Oh, hey, boys. How you going?
Yeah, good, thank you.
That's good. I think the defining moment of the game last night was actually when Charlie Cameron gathered the ball on the member's wing and exploded, kicked the ball, and Eddie shepherded the ball through to the goals.
Yeah. There's nothing better than seeing Charlie Cameron, when he's got possession, putting the afterburners on and going, woof!
Hey, selectors got their faith repaid in dozens, didn't they, last night? Because he was under the pump for a long time.
He
had Miller breathing down his neck to try and get his spot, but... yep, they stuck with him and paid dividends.
It was sensational, absolutely.
We go out to Elizabeth North and Peter joins us. How are you, Pete?
Hey, how you going, all right?
Yeah, good, Pete. Very well.
Hey, listen, I reckon my moment, I've got two moments actually, Seedsman.
The Seed.
How good was he last night?
I tell you what, he was just like, he was just at the right spot, right time, all the time.
You know things are going well when he's kicking right check side on the outside of his right foot in the goal. That
he missed it. Yeah, he missed one. He did miss that one. Yeah, I'll give him that one. But yeah,
he was sensational last night, Seedsman. Absolutely.
Hey, my second point.
Yep.
KG. I got married 1997 grand final day.
Yep. I was at the G.
Yep. To my lovely wife Pam, who's at Port Hughes at the moment. It will be a very, very happy day.
We'll take any omen.
My anniversary is it's Wednesday.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Well, commiserations
No, congratulations. So we're going to relive it again. It's all going to happen again.
Yeah. My sister-in-law organised the media.
Yep.
We had the media, Channel 7 and whatnot.
Yeah.
She had all her crow's gear under her wedding dress. True story. No, KG, come on. True story, mate.
I love it.
What type of crow's gear was she wearing under her wedding dress? I want to know.
I can send photos. I can back it all up.
You might wind up the photos.
They didn't want to know me, eh? They did not want to know me at all.
Wonder why. Good on you, Pete. Congratulations.
At least your wife got her priorities in order, Pete. That's the most important thing.
You love the seed, and you planted a seed on your wedding night, that's for sure. Hey, Jason from Tanunda.
How are you, Biggles and KG?
Jason, good, thank you. What was your highlight?
I thought last night with Charlie Cameron, 5 goals.
Yep.
And he dominated that game last night.
Well, he did. When he plays like that, he just lights up the oval, lights up...
He did.
You're just
the highlight on TV was fantastic last night. And I enjoyed it. The way he played last night, I hope we don't lose him.
No, we won't lose him. What about the clash of Sloaney and Danger? Did that please you?
It did a little bit, yeah.
I loved it. I thought it was sensational.
And see, I hope we win the premiership next week.
No, don't even hope.
Great stuff, Jason.
We've got the cabinet cleaned out, just making space for the cup hole, so we're home.
Thanks for your call, and you may have stolen the thunder of our next caller, Mick from Gawler. You didn't mind the hit on Danger either.
No, I thought it was quite funny when Rory went up there to give Danger a bit of a hug and Danger wanted to just lay down and put his hands up in the air and say, umpire, what's he doing trying to give me a hug? I thought that was pretty good. But, yeah, pity he got back up, but it didn't seem to matter, did it?
No, he had the wind taken out of his sails. But, see, that's one of the glorious things about sport, where you've got two blokes who have great respect for each other.
Yeah.
When the ball's there, they just go for it and... you know, the hit was there, it was accidental, it was fair, and that's one of the great things about footy.
One of the big things in finals.
Hey, listen, I've got to say, that was probably the hardest game of footy I've watched since we've been in the AFL. simply because I've been off the grog. I've had a medical condition that's got me off of it. And it's the first time I've watched a game of footy sober and totally loved it.
Congratulations.
It was just like... You know, it was nerve-wracking to watch it, you know, and good on the guys. It was a team effort to all the coaches, all the players. Fantastic, fellas. I just can't wait to see you win the grand final.
Good on you, Mick. Well done, son.
Good on you, fellas. Diggles, love your work.
Stay dry, Mick.
Good on you, Mick. Stay strong.
You'll wake up with a better head today and enjoy the big game next week. Nice and sober as well, and all the best with your condition.
I'll love next Saturday.
This is the best week...
in footy. You get the Barbie out Saturday morning, get home, stoke the old Barbie up, get the coals on there, get the steak, get the Sauvignon Blanc in the fridge, just turn the TV on and put, I've got my scarf.
Hey, you reckon there was enough moments in last night's game when you analyse finals, you break it down to the nth degree, wait until Saturday. And when you look at a grand final, every minute detail, whether it's the scarlet kick off the ground, whether it's the, you know,
yep,
any the missed goal by Mooney. Sorry to bring it up, Moons, I know you're in town, but everything gets analysed to the nth degree, and I just can't wait.
Spring in the step, love it.
Sam Jacobs coming up soon.
It's been a massive program, Marty Matner, just around the corner, but we welcome to the show a man who was instrumental last night
He's had a magnificent, and you would not meet a nicer bloke.
Absolutely shafted for all Australian, but we'll thank Warren Treadway for that. Exactly. Big Sauce Jacobs joins us. G'day, Sauce.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, thanks for coming on. Firstly, how'd you pull up? You would have been around with recovery with the lads this morning, and any niggles, but you just wouldn't tell anyone, would you?
Absolutely not, Biggles. No, the body's all good. We've got recovery a bit later on, so we'll get down the beach and get together and try and get our head around what happened last night.
Hey, the start was just amazing,
first
Sauce.
2 minutes.
And I thought the balance was right. Obviously, Pikey instructs you boys to be physical and aggressive at your opponents, but maintain the rage at the football.
Yeah, it's a good point. I think it's important to bring that rule intensity and that real, you know, strength around the contest, but at the same time you got to remain focused and make sure you're executing. And I think our starts have been something that, you know, for the majority of the regular season, you know, weren't our strength. I reckon they're starting to become that now, and at this time of the year, when you can put scoreboard pressure on early, it always makes it harder for the opposition.
And Sam, looking at the game last night, every player out there made a contribution to that performance last night. It was a complete team effort last night. A brilliant performance.
Totally agree. And I think that's something that we've said all along, is that we don't rely just on Sloaney or Tex or Eddie to get us going. We rely on everyone playing their role. And at the moment, that's certainly getting us the results that we want.
Regardless of who you play, there's always going to be an emphasis on the midfield, of which you are the commander-in-chief of. And I thought last night the midfield really stayed at the contest longer, rather than trying to get too offensive, really stayed on top of the footy and didn't get on the bolt.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it goes a long way to winning most games is how your midfield performs. And we obviously know the quality of Geelong's midfield at that, you know, pretty deep, not just Danger and Selwood, and they're goal-kicking midfielders as well, so we have to make sure we respect their offensive game and put pressure on the other way and try and get on top of them and we get the ball in our forward half, as we all know how dangerous our forward line boys are.
G-Sauce, what about the clash of Danger and Sloaney? That was an unbelievable clash, and Andy Otten went down in gold. That was a significant part of the game from my point of view.
Yeah, I think absolutely. I think it's just a fantastic contest by two guys.
Yep.
Just, you know, week in, week out, put their bodies on the line. They're obviously great mates and both played the game the right way. And, you know, it was great that we were able to go, you know, turn around and get a goal off that, as you mentioned. But, you know, hats off to both boys. They're obviously fantastic competitors and really good at their craft.
Oh, I love that.
Hey, any memorable sledges from last night? We know last time they played Danger and Hugh Greenwood had a couple, but any on the field we'd like to share with us?
There was a lot of, probably early on, there was a bit of chatter and that going on, but nothing that was outstanding. It was just a bit of banter and just trying to get a little leg up on the opposition.
What about Harry Taylor with the ham down his sock? Any of that floating around?
Well, it's funny you say that. Right at the end of the game, Harry Taylor and Josh Jenkins went to shake hands like sort of 2 metres in front of me, and I was unsure how it was going to actually roll out, but I think they were pretty placid, the boys.
You were looking for the cheese toasty?
Yeah. I wonder what was going to come in return.
Hey, Sauce, at the start of the season, did you ever dream that Matthew Crouch would have the year that young man has had? He's averaged, what, 35 possessions per game? From my point of view, and I say this respectfully, he's come from nowhere, and what a year he's had.
I was only actually saying to the old man when we got home last night that Matty's just gone to a totally next level. He's had a really big couple of pre-seasons in terms of getting his running base up, and you know, just how clean he is, and now his ability to hit, you know, a 35-40 meter target, yep, you know, with speed, and you know, and Brad's only going to get better as well with another pre-season under his belt, getting his body right, and they're great boys and they're good to fun to play with.
And Big Sauce, this would have to be your best year in AFL footy. You've had a wonderful year.
Yeah, no doubt. I think this year I'm playing at a really consistent level, and
yep,
you know, I feel I'm contributing in the big games, which is the important thing, and that's how you want to be remembered as a player. So one more next week, and hopefully I can play well and lead the team to a win.
That was a huge highlight as well, Sauce, last night. It's with blokes who are really fighting for their life in DMAC and the Seed as well. Great to see them have scoreboard impact and also plenty of footy.
Yeah, it is. I think sometimes when you lose a player of Smith's calibre with that knee injury, you know, that creates an opportunity, and some guys, yep, really rise to the occasion. You know, when it's at this stage of the year, everyone wants to perform, everyone wants to be a part of it. And, you know, Seed's had his challenges early in the year with his body and things like that, but he worked his way back into it, and he's playing fantastic footy, and D-Max really starting to get that consistency in his game. So it's great. Those boys are flexible and able to give us cover, you know, with the unfortunate Smith going out.
Sauce, if Mitch McGovern comes up, how do we fit him in? How do we fit him in? It's a good place to be.
But... Hey, where's he at too, training-wise?
Yeah, I think he's actually come along all right. So that was a week ago today. That he sort of got that little nick. I know it wasn't much, but you know, he'll give himself every chance. He's got moving, you know, pretty quickly in the week up, so he's already back running and that sort of stuff. So you know, I've got no doubt he'll leave us, you know, no stone unturned to give himself every chance. And it's always going to be a tough decision for the coaching panel, isn't it?
Unbelievable.
Hey, apart from having JB and BT on the radio today, what's the plan with the boys to watch the other prelim?
I think we'll just get together this morning for recovery, and then I think we'll sort of just part our ways and I guess watch the game with friends and family in a low-key way, and then, you know, probably get together Sunday as well. As Pikey mentioned after the game, obviously being a, you know, premiership player himself, that, you know, it is an unusual week. It is going to be different, so get your head around it and, you know, enjoy the moment, but at the same time understand that, you know, nothing can happen until 2:30 Saturday when the balls bounce, so... stay calm and don't play the game over in your head before it actually starts.
Oh, Big Sauce, well done, mate. Congratulations. You and the boys are fantastic performers. Look forward to next Saturday at the G, and great season. Congratulations and thanks for your time, Sam.
Thanks very much, boys. And KG, it was a great little night Thursday night as well, so congratulations on the 40 years.
And, mate, thank you for coming. I really do appreciate that. It was a highlight for me, I can tell you. Thanks. Go on, Big Sauce. That was thanks, a highlight, guys. Sauce. Thank
all
you, mate.
All the best. Have a big week, mate.
Yeah.
Cheers, Biggles.
That, when I was had my, a few drinks here Thursday night, a couple, and to see Big Sauce in the room, that was unbelievable.
Great to have him on board.
He's
it's a huge week. It's like you said, it's not a normal week this week. It's a big build-up to the 2017 AFL Grand Final.
Yes! Come on!
Sam Jacobs with KG, Ken Cunningham, and Rhett Biglands. They are your Dead Set Legends this morning on 104.7 Triple M.
There's just one thing that's getting up my nose this morning, Sean and Biggles.
Yeah.
Is that whichever television program you look at, they are continually showing the clash between Sloan and Dangerfield. Now, there are some suggestions, Biggles, that will go before the match review panel. If that happens, then fair dinkum, can I say it in quite crudely and bluntly, the game is stuffed.
Hey, Twitter sphere has gone absolutely nanas. And old Storkbook, well, that's gone crazy as well. That could be, it could be Port Adelaide supporters, it could be Tigers supporters or GWS
fans.
What
are they saying?
But they're saying it should be looked at. They're saying it's reckless and that it's high. And everyone's chipping in with their old little 2 cents with Chris Judd said last night on the call that it was eyes for the footy. I agree with him. I was right on the boundary line. Eyes at the footy, No other intent but just to go hard at it.
Exactly. That's footy. That's what the game is built on. But those sort of clashes.
But this is raising discussions at the moment, Case. A lot of the fans are saying, well, it has to be looked at.
Oh, and ridiculous.
If that does go to the MRP, the worst part is when they slow it down. Now, we know that Danger was down for a long time, so they take into account the injury to the opposition player. He then comes to the bench with medical staff and spends the remainder of the quarter in the second term on the bench. Has a refresh at half time. They obviously check out his scon and how he's travelling. And he wasn't quite the player afterwards. Well, that's the worry.
It was a clash. And that's what footy's built on.
Clash to the head?
Well, accidents happen in footy. How many times have we seen players' heads clash? Many a time. It's not intentional. It's a football accident. And if that goes before the match review panel, fair dinkum, I'll give up.
Well, they will be hell to pay if Sloane gets taken out of a GF.
Oh, what?
Let me tell you, the world will cave in this part of the world, if Sloane gets rubbed out. But let's hear from our fans. Adelaide fans, yeah. More importantly, or Port Adelaide fans, whoever you are. At Triple M Adelaide, give us a tweet.
Should that clash between Sloane and Dangerfield go before the match review panel? Give us your thought, folks. 133353. You've heard Biggles and I, and Sean's just as adamant. He's more of a Crow supporter than I am. Sean, give us a call. 133353 is our number.
And is there anything else you saw at the game that might get a little bit of scrutiny?
The Selwood jab on Tex.
Yeah, and Tex had a bit of an elbow on someone as well.
Hey, keep that in Yvonne Dutch.
133353, have your say. It's okay to disagree with KG, by the way. Dead set legend.
The clash between Dangerfield and Sloane, should it go before the match review panel? Fair dinkum. I don't even know why I'm bringing it up, to be honest.
Twitter's throwing around all sorts of curveballs, get on the phones as well. 133353, give us a buzz, as Malcolm has done. Morning, Malcolm. How's things?
Yeah. Now, morning, guys. As a umpire, and I'm actually with a notorious umpire as I speak, both of us just footy collision. Play on. You can debate whether it was a free kick, but that's it. That's
correct.
It. Nothing.
What about all the technicalities, Malcolm, that the MRP look at? All the rhubarb they throw in, reckless high, all that stuff.
It's bullshit, basically, Biggles, if you really want the truth.
I agree with you.
And I missed the other word before it.
Yeah, I know.
yeah, it's a family
first
show.
KG, congratulations. I actually reckon I was either your second or third caller on DN on your first night.
Your second caller, Malcolm. I've got a book home. You were my second caller on 1977.
Great stuff.
Yeah. So I was 14, go back a long way. KG versus Bob Blewett cricket, two pork chops carrying on, Biggles. Trust me on that one. So, yeah, go back a long way, KG. Congratulations.
Thanks, Malcolm.
You probably don't realise how much influence you've had on sport in this state, well and truly. So thank you on behalf of, for over the years. And I will certainly tag you again when my write-up goes online on the Footy Almanac. So anyone who wants to have a look on that will be up in about another hour. So, Malcolm Ashford, I did get up at 10 to 4 to do it this morning.
Good on you, Malcolm. I appreciate your thoughts, Malcolm. Thank you. It's very kind of you.
Well done.
I've been blessed.
Yep, you've done a wonderful job.
No, I've been blessed.
We're looking forward to some more celebrations of 40 years in radio. Hey, Stephen, thanks for holding. How are you, mate?
Not too bad. Yourself?
Good, Steve. Thank you.
That's good.
What's your thoughts on the clash?
I think it should be looked at. It's reckless and it's high tackle.
Oh, Steve.
And a chin.
Stephen.
In slow motion, Steve, or were you at the game?
I watched it on TV.
Yeah, and you reckon it was reckless and high?
Yep.
At full speed or in slow motion?
Both.
Gee whiz.
Oh, Stephen, that's two hard-nut players just showing their strength, but that's what footy's about.
Yeah, there's plenty of other times you think it's like that too, but it always gets looked at and things happen.
Well, if that goes before the match review panel, fair dinkum, I'll go ape.
If you rub Rory Sloane out, the world will cave in along here. Oh. Maybe. Thank you for your call, though, Steve. Good stuff out at Murray Bridge. Marie, how are you from Uncle Pringa?
Yeah, good, thanks. You?
Not bad, thanks.
Okay, I think this whole thing is a crock of shit. It shouldn't even be a conversation.
Without swearing, Marie, I agree.
Our previous call,
there was
Steve
nothing intentional.
It's gone.
There was nothing intentional in that hit.
Exactly.
And the only mistake that Sloane made is he didn't do it in the first quarter.
I don't know about that, Marie.
How do you like that?
But, well, yeah, well, I don't know about
that.
But
happens.
Yeah, well, it was a football accident. Thanks, Marie, for your call.
Great call.
Hello, Peter. How are you? Peter of Onkaparinga. G'day, Peter.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I was there at the game last night in the bay, not far from where it happened. Saw it live,
yep.
And it just looked like Sloaney made the decision. I'm putting my body in your way. You're going to have to go through me to keep going. And it was a body clash where they both went down. Sloaney could have got as hurt as what Danger
exactly
could've.
Right.
It was a 50-50 thing where Sloane just put his body in the way. Nothing in it at all is part of the game.
And if the players didn't do that, the coaches would be ropeable. That's
the one thing I was going to say, though, as well, I was watching Danger going, what's going on? It looked like he was just milking it for a free,
yep.
And when he didn't get it, he got up. You could see his hands moving. You could see the way he shrugged off the guy that came out to check on him, the trainer. It was just, I'd love to know what he said. I really would. Because I swear it would have been something like, hey, don't worry about me, I'm fine. I'm just milking a free.
Could have been. When he came to the bench, they didn't even speak with the trainers.
No, he didn't want to talk to the trainers.
He just went straight and sat down and shook his head. But, Pete, what was the vibe like in your bay? Would have been up and about?
Oh, unbelievable. Actually, I think the best part was the tram ride on the way home with everyone just bursting into song about every 20 seconds.
That's awesome.
Singing this song, "We're the Bride of South Australia."
See, Peter, you did. I got goosebumps hearing that. You wait till this. You wait for this week, Peter. This town will be absolutely red hot. Everybody will be up and about, happy with themselves, doing this, doing that, and we got to celebrate this week and the week after when we win the flag. Good on you, love. I wish I could go too, sweetheart.
I'm a big dance.
Good on you, Pete. See what it does? That's my point at the start of the program. This week in Adelaide, we'll be jumping for joy. I love it.
We'll go out to Brian. Brian, what are your thoughts on the Twitter sphere going nuts on the hit with Danger and Sloaney?
All right. Well, you're in the gun, mate. You're such a negative Nancy sometimes, honestly.
Oh, I'm not saying it was me. I'm saying it's on Twitter.
Yeah, no. I've listened to you over the week.
Yeah, get into him,
Brian. You've turned me up enough, so this is my turn.
Yep.
You play the devil's advocate beautifully, and, you've just done me in.
Yeah, come on, Brian. Get into him, son.
There was nothing in that hit last night. And if you're willing, the match review panel to have a look at that, you've done your job.
I am not willing. I'm just going to put that out there, Brian.
I'm a bit upset, mate.
I understand. There is no way that I would ever want that to go to the MRP. But I'm just saying that there's been discussions around, and we've got to ask the question here. And if Sloaney got rubbed out, he is a good mate of mine as well. I would feeding him 10 down the stands also.
Yeah, okay. I know. And I followed you when you played for the Eagles, and I loved the way you played, but you've just rubbed me the wrong way this morning, mate.
Righto.
Yeah, Brian, good call.
Good stuff, Brian. I need to catch it for a frothy soon.
I love your passion, Brian. Beautiful. Get into him.
We're doing a Twitter poll as well at the moment. 24% reckon the MRP is going to take a look. 76% say, no way.
Can't do.
Okay, that's all about Rory Sloane. You can join our Twitter polls. Get involved on Twitter at Triple M Adelaide or ring us up anytime you like on 133-53. Exactly. Marty Matner from Sturt coming up soon.
On Triple M's Dead Set Legends, it's time for...
Don't pussyfoot around.
KG's Wheel of Wine.
Ah, that's right. We would have heard that sound a lot this morning at the Adelaide Casino. It's where you roll the chocolate wheel and you put your last $5 on even money and hope you get an extra cab ride home. But or it's also where you load up your wheel and you have a spin. Whatever it lands on, KG unleashes. The topics for today, Patrick Dangerfield's media coverage at number one. The Adelaide Crows and, well, I just think it's labelled Adelaide Crows at the moment, so have a wine there if you like. Number three, a memo to the AFL. Number four, Sloane being cited by the MRP. And number five, well, that's Pup discussing our captain, Steve Smith, and the way he goes about his captaincy. Yes. Let's give it a rip, Sean.
Okay.
Jeez, that's a good rip.
A good spin,
left arm
too.
Orthodox goes past Michael Clark.
Absolutely.
And lands on Paddy Dangerfield's media coverage.
Well, look, fair dinkum, how boring was it last week? Every day, all we read about was Patrick Dangerfield. Where will he start? Who will pick him up? Even a story on his lovely grandfather. It was nauseating. Please, No doubt he's a wonderful footballer, but it takes 22 players to win a game of football. And last week, it was an absolute joke. A kick and... Oh, yeah, no, I'll do that in a minute.
He's good.
I'm fired up now.
There's more to come. He's got two pages of notes. Whispy. Nice little whip there, Sean.
Yeah, different wheel.
Different wheel.
Yeah, bit of oil on it.
Yeah. There's no even money on this wheel. What's the story? That lands on the Adelaide Football Club.
Well, look, a kick in the backside to all those doubting Thomases, and there were plenty last week when the Crows decided to go to the Gold Coast to train and freshen up, and the guns were loaded. Had the Crows got beat last night, they would have went bang, bang, bang to Don Pike, and they would have crucified him. But at the end of the day, now we've knocked off the Cats. It proved a wonder stroke by Don Pike. So take a bow, Pikey. Well done. Absolutely.
All right, great stuff, Cage. Three more topics to give a spin. Pup's comments on Steve Smith's captaincy, Sloan being cited by the MRP, and a memo to the AFL, which is sliding around nicely.
Yes,
and
it is.
Is to the AFL.
Well, this is a pet hate of mine, a memo to the AFL. Go and get stuffed. There was no way known.
Is that politically correct?
Well, it is. It is. It's no way known the Crows should not wear their home jumper next Saturday at the MCG. There's all sorts of talk by Gillon McLachlan that if it's Richmond and the Crows or GWS, they'll toss a coin. Tossing the coin. We finished minor premiers. We should have the right to choose which jumper we wear, and it's our home jersey. I don't want to see the Crows wearing their away Guernsey all in white. It's not a football jumper. And if the AFL say to us, you'll be fined $50,000 if you go against our ruling, well, we'll pay the $50,000.
Ah, that is top shelf whining at its best. Well done, KG. Hey, another one I picked up last night, if I can borrow one of your top shelf bottles of Shiraz.
Yes, you can.
We spoke with Matty Scarlett, the Geelong assistant coach, in the pre-game.
Yep.
And Luke Darcy fired a couple of questions about him, as did the great Mark Rusciutto, as to where certain players will start. And, well, here's his responses, and they weren't exactly true.
Have you made a decision, forward, midfield, or a bit of both?
Yeah, we've made a decision. He'll start in the middle.
Oh. Scarlett, as you know, you cover the defensive part of the ground. Have you got Harry Taylor down your end?
So he'll start down back tonight.
Well, the second one I think you got right. The first one, where will Danger start? He'll start up forward. Blatantly lied on national radio. And 2 minutes before the bounce, it got to Channel 7 that he was starting up forward and not in the middle where Matty Scarlett said. But
see, who cares where he starts?
Well, the funny thing was when Dar said, that was so great of Scarlett to be so candid. Absolutely, you're the best curveball of all time.
What does that say?
Anything to win a final.
Exactly right, my son. Exactly right.
Marty, okay. Yes. Marty Madness coming up next, guys.
Sleep before two traditional rivals clash for the Sandford Grand Final. Port versus Sturt tomorrow at the Adelaide Oval from 2:40. And, well, the Premiership coach from last year looking to go back-to-back.
Has he done a terrific job, really?
Certainly has. Coach of the team of the year, Marty Matner. G'day, Moose. How are you?
Good, mate. How are you, boys?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Marty.
Hey, Marty. Certainly you've got a settled lineup for the last month and a bit. A little bit of a niggle around Benny Hansen and his back last week. How's he shaping up?
So Ben trained last night and he put him through a bit of a test, you call it, and a bit of tackling and a bit of getting up off the ground into bags and stuff. And then trained really well. So, we'll see how he pulls up this morning. But at this stage, he looks like he's going to play on the weekend.
Gee, Marty, the midfield holds the key to most games. And I think more so tomorrow between Port and Sturt. Your midfield is dynamite. Battersby, Riley, Kirkwood, just to mention a few. And so is Port Adelaide. So that is the key to the game, in my view.
I think last week, even against the Eagles, it was probably the key. We've got a good midfield group, even spread, and they were able to get the ball into the forward line cleanly, which is a massive advantage. And, I think, again, on tomorrow it's going to be a real battle. Lobie's a good ruckman. He's in really good form. And Archie, showed with his Brown... McGarry voting, sorry, that he's a good player. And, they've got some other good quality players going through there as well.
Hey, exactly. Moose, you would have analysed the third quarter against the Magpies from the qualifying final when you turned the match and got back into it. What did you take out of that term?
Yeah, I think it was probably a bit of that midfield. We started to lift in the midfield and get hold of the footy, I thought, in the second quarter. And when they got their momentum going, we just couldn't get hold of the footy. So third quarter, we talked about, what little things that we can go as the midfielder about how get hold of the footy and, I guess, negate them. And
Yeah, but again, it's just, you know, we just couldn't get hold of the footy, and that's just a real battle against Port, because once they get hold of it, they're a pretty good team of maintaining possession.
And Marty, I know the job's not done, but gee whiz, congratulations on getting the side into the grand final. You had a slow start. Things looked a bit shaky and wobbly for you. So to make it was a huge effort, but as I said, the job's still to be done.
Yeah, we talked about, I guess, the hard work that the boys have been through to get back to the position. You know, even probably at the start of the year, just playing finals is a big achievement. But we're able to get that double chance, which we talk about as, you know, the best opportunity to put yourself in the grand final. And we did what we needed to do at the end of the year to get that third spot. And we were lucky enough, you know, then to, you know, win a couple of games in the finals and get to the GF. But, yeah, as we said to the boys, it's still one more game to go. And, yeah, we're looking forward to Sunday.
Yeah, you've done a fantastic job.
With the start
job.
Of the season, Marty, obviously 0-4, were there any doubts within your lineup to your side? Obviously, Byron Sumner gives you a fair bit of change and stability within that team, but were there ever any doubts about how this season was going to pan out?
I guess we were zipping four. We just we sort of talked about just trying to make the finals, just, you know, sort of trying to get that 10-11 wins to just make the finals. Slow start's not great. We probably had a few guys out with injury, which didn't help. But once we got our best team back on the park and we were playing pretty good footy, then we started to, you know, reassess our goals. And, you know, once we got our 10 wins, then we talked about, you know, that sort of gets you enough to play finals. Then it was about the double chance, which we believe gives us the best opportunity of winning another premiership.
Exactly. Well, Marty, as I said, congratulations. It's been a terrific performance by you and the boys. We look forward to a cracking game. Port Sturt classes are always good games. And all the best tomorrow for the big one, Marty. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys.
Marty Matner there.
Good luck, Moose. You can catch all the action here on Triple M with Jars, Louis, Brent Yates and Scotty Thompson in special comments. That game tomorrow from 1:30, Port Adelaide versus Sturt from the Adelaide Oval.
The Sunday Dead Set Legends. Every Sunday morning from 10 on 104.7 Triple M. Thanks to CMI Toyota.
South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of the 1-hour express service.
Triple M.